In Kotzebue today, the start of the first annual Arctic Spring Festival got underway, although a few events had to be postponed because, well, it's the Arctic.
We did just get a call from the Weather Service, and he wanted to let us know that we had an impending storm coming, that we might have zero visibility, and the winds could get gust up to 45.
Maya Lukin is the Regional Communications Manager for the Nana Regional Corporation. Lukin says a few days ago, Kotzebue residents were walking around in t-shirts, and now it's snow pants and goggles once again. But she says that's okay. There's a festive mood in the community as the Kobuk 440 gets underway. Liz Moore broadcasts the start live from the ice on KOTZ.
Here we are, ladies and gentlemen, started the Kobuk 440. They're off heading to Solik. First checkpoint.
Maya Lukin says the route hits several villages in the area, including Selawik, Kobuk, and Norvik.
It takes 3 days. They're leaving today at 4:40, and the expected arrival date is on Sunday the 11th from between about 7 and 9 in the morning.
And are there some hometown favorites?
Well, of course there's our hometown favorite, John Baker. I know I saw Quinn Eaton last night. I didn't hear if he was racing or not. I was kind of running around.
And what about interest from not only just outside of the Kotzebue area, but outside of the state? Are there folks that come here from other places?
I did notice somebody last night from London, England. He might be following the race. There's a lot of people on snow machines who follow the race, and they, you know, just it's a nice 440-mile ride. You know, you get out in the wilderness, and you can see the difference in our region. I mean, we have a huge difference. We have a coastal area that has no trees and tundra. We have the sea ice, and then you go inland a little bit more, and then we have the beautiful rivers. We have sand dunes, so it's really different, and we're all in the same region.
And what are some of the other uniquely Arctic events that will be taking place?
We are hosting an Eskimo football game. There's several rules, you know, depending on where you're from, you have your own rules. So normally, though, the average, I guess, game would consist of people in their mukluks, and it's sort of like soccer. There's a, you know, a goal, and you don't really have a goalie, though. But the older you get, you know, it's sort of a cross between, it stops being sort of like soccer and starts being more like rugby. And then I usually end up playing, but more fun to watch is the men versus women.
Is it rough?
It can get rough, but the point of the game is not, it's not, you know, to be rough. But when you're doing men versus women, you know, we're not going to lose.
Sounds like a challenge to the men. And so are you using a regular football and you're just out in the snow, or what's the setup?
We don't use a regular football or a soccer ball. We use a, normally it's caribou skin stuffed into a caribou skin ball, and it's sort of probably 3/4 to a half the size of a regular soccer ball, and it's a ball shape. It can be made out of steel skin or whatever, but it's just sort of a stuffed ball. It's you can pick up the ball and run, I think, 2 steps or something like that. That's where it sort of is like rugby, but it's more like soccer where you just kick and kick and kick. And you know, one of the secrets that we use is we stuff our mukluks that go up to our knees with socks or something, so, you know, to serve as sort of a impromptu shin guard.
Lukin says there's also a tuuk, or traditional ice chisel competition, planned for the sea ice in front of town.
We didn't have augers back a long time ago when people were fishing on the ice, and they would have to chip away the, you know, it's 5.5 feet thick or so right now. They'd have to chip away the ice with this ice chisel. And so going back to our sort of traditional way, the borough purchased 3 tuuks, and we'll take turns chiseling until the first person who hits water, and that's the team that wins.
Wendy Schaefer is the Public Services Administrator with the Northwest Arctic Borough. She says there will also be contests involving harpoon throwing, fry bread and donut making, snow coloring for kids, and a tea making contest.
The contestants will be sitting down on the ice, and then when the whistle blows for them to start the contest, they will jump up and run over to a pile of wood. They have to make a fire, and then get ready, melt some snow, and make a pot of tea.
Schaefer says the first person to drink their tea wins. Other events include the Arctic Circle Championship Dog Sled Race and the Archie Ferguson Willie Goodwin Memorial Snow Machine Race on Saturday.